The drawings of large heads and of some irises started from seeing in an Italian art shop some fantastically beautiful pigments. And I thought, well, just as objects and as colours, these pigments are so remarkable that I must try to do something with them. So I brought the pigments back to Johannesburg, mixed them up, and as it were, started with large areas of flat colour I painted onto sheets of paper, and then said, with these extraordinary colours, what can I make? And the first thing I made was a series of drawings of irises, and then a series of drawings of large heads. And it wasn't so much that, oh, suddenly I'd put colour into the drawings, it was rather that I'd started with colour and then deformed that colour into the usual charcoal drawings I did. When I started working on the large etchings of the iris and of the etchings of the head, the principle of working was similar. With the heads, in fact, was done with torn out, cut out sheets of paper which we inked flat colour onto, and then printed a black sheet on top, the same way I'd worked with the drawings with sheets of coloured gouache, which I would draw on top of the charcoal. With the etchings, we didn't actually cut out sheets of paper, but inked different aquatinted plates with colour, but was able to try to use colour in the same primary and direct way that the gouache drawings had begun. I mean, it took a long time for me to be able to accept the colour in those etchings. You know, it seemed very much too bright and too brilliant for me to deal with. And I think I do have a problem of working with colour and always need to find strategies and subterfuges to bring it into the work. The torn out sheets of gouache was one way of working. Flatly colouring sections of aquatint was another way of doing. All different ways to avoid the responsibility of having to put paint on a brush and in the moment try to assess colour on a canvas in front of me.